With a great deal of effort, they looped the string of a rod around one of the sticks. Lina held the rod while Dune scraped the blue tip into flame. They watched the stick flare brightly, making shadows jump up behind them. The wood turned black, and the charred fire stick crumbled and dropped to the ground. But the light didn't go out. The string itself had caught fire. As they watched, it sputtered and smoked and then burned steadily, filling the little room with a warm glow. "It's the movable light," said Dune in awe. All Lina's excitement flooded back.
And now, she said, "we can go back into the room and see what's there."
They went back down the passage to the doorway and stepped inside. Lina held the movable light at arm's length before her. In its flickering glow, they saw something made of silvery metal. They walked slowly around, examining it. It was long and low, filling up the center of the room. One end of it came to a point. The other end was flat. Across the open middle stretched two metal strips. Four stout ropes were attached to the outside, one at each end and one on each side. And on the floor of the thing were two poles, each flattened at one end.
"Look," said Lina. "There's a word on its side."
They squatted at the pointed end and held the flame near the word. It said in square black letters, "Boat."
"Boat," repeated Dune. "What does that mean?"
"I don't know," said Lina. "And here's another word on these poles. Paddles. The only paddle I know is the one Mrs. Polster uses on kids who misbehave in school."
Once again, she took her copy of the instructions from her pocket and consulted it, holding it in the light of the flame.
"Look," she said, "right here. Oat must be boat. 5. Oat, stocked with neck, UIP, ent, pack, aunt, S, eat. And the next part must say, stocked with necessary equipment," said Dune. "That must be what's in the boxes. Then there's this."
Lina ran her finger along the next line.
6. USI, OPS, low, TER, head, dow, ST, us, pa, av, CKS, and assist over rap. "This word must be ropes," she said. "Then lower, and then, would this word be downstairs? Maybe it says, head downstairs."
"That doesn't make sense," said Dune. "There aren't any stairs, except the ones that go up."
He frowned at the word, and then he took a short, sharp breath.
"Oh, downstream," he said. "The word must be downstream. It must say something like, use the ropes to lower the boat and head downstream."
He looked up at Lina and spoke in a voice full of wonder.
"The boat goes on the water. It's something to ride in."
They stared at each other in the flickering light, realizing what this meant. There was no tunnel leading out of Ember. The way out was the river. To leave Ember, they must go on the river.